True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Well, it's right in the thick of it in the AFC. Another game Sunday, Bills and Dolphins, injury news, so much to talk about. Sal Capaccio with us on the Wester Hotline. First thing, Sal, can you believe Bulldog paid the speeding ticket from Spain? Can you believe he gave up on that struggle so easily? I can't.
I'm kind of like him, actually, like, to be honest with you. I just don't want the hassle. I'd rather the peace of mind of just getting it done is much easier for me than the hassle of, you know, what, $50, whatever, $100, like, once I, but I also agree, like, is this spam, is it not?
And again,
once you realize, you're like, I just want to get it done, I don't care, like, why worry about this in extra few days?
It was so funny to me, having thought that all along, like, suspecting that it was just some, you know, breach of the rental car database or something, and I'm getting scammed out of. And when I logged in and see the picture of the car, I'm like, okay, I guess that's me. I'm fine. Okay, here's your $100. Thank you.
I never would have thought it was a scam. I just would have thought I don't need to pay it. Different.
And it's very possible I wouldn't have needed to pay it. You know, like, I don't know how far that would extend. You know, if I go to France someday to try to rent the car, is Interpol going to be like, I'm sorry, you have an outstanding speeding ticket from 6 years ago in Spain. Like, I don't know what would have happened.
Where in the world is Bulldog? Interpol, is he in France? Is he in New Zealand? Is Carmen Sandia? Is he in Belgium? Is he located Belgium?
I have rented cars before I paid that ticket. I had rented a car. I rented a car in Denver. Rented a car in Puerto Rico, no problem. So maybe I would have been fine. I don't know, whatever. But I wanted it off.
It's over.
I just wanted it off my
head. It's over, Johnny.
Yeah.
All right. All right. To the injury report. This is where we spend most of our time. You know what? Not yet. We didn't talk yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I know you've had plenty of time to talk about, you know, reactions to the Bills not making a move. Brandon Bean spoke today. What do you make of it all?
I think after listening to Brandon, digesting everything, I think they thought they had a couple deals that they were going to make, and they didn't make them, at least one. It felt to me like today he was kind of saying without saying that, you know, there were things that he believed were going to happen. In fact, he even said at one point, he said, candidly, if I was betting, I would have lost money in Vegas that we didn't make a deal. And, you know, we had the restructure of Taron Johnson the day before. Now, he did explain, and I'm glad he did, because I was also trying to explain to some people, like, in order to restructure contracts, they kind of had to do it the day before that. So they did that on Monday, but I think you do that, A, for operating costs, but also to be ready to make a move. And it felt like they were ready to make a move, kind of the timing of all that. So I think, A, that they felt that they were going to make something, and it wound up not happening. I understand the fan sentiment. Like, you know, you're right there and you want your team to get over the hump and be better and improve yourself. But I also think there's been also an overreaction from a lot of fans of, oh my God, I can't believe it. They didn't do anything and that's it. They can't win a Super Bowl. They're still a really good team with as much of a shot to win the Super Bowl as anybody else because they're really good. And I think they're even, you'd know better than me, Mike. I don't know what the Super Bowl odds are, but they got to be number one or two or three at the worst, right? I mean, like that, it's just an overreaction to think that they're not good enough to do that. Of course they are still good enough.
Yeah, no. And I even said that a few times yesterday. Like, this isn't like an end or anything. It's just, you know, a missed opportunity to give yourself one more guy, or who knows, more than one more guy, who can make a difference for you on either side of the ball, right? I mean, sometimes it can be one play. You're one play away. You know, they've been one play away a couple of times against Kansas City, as it turns out, on offense, but that can be on defense too. We had a caller earlier bring up the 4th and 17 from the Kansas City game on Sunday, like how much you didn't like that play, and it made things a lot tighter than it needed to be. And like, yeah, okay, and if I've got one more defender, you know, in a future game, maybe one more pass rusher, one more dude, right? Maybe I make a play there. And that's what I think that's the edge you're looking for. But, you know, as presently constituted, the Bills, of course, are still one of the Super Bowl favorites. They're one of the best teams in the league. I don't think there's any questioning that. So it is just, it tests you as a fan because you want objectively for them to have the best chance. And so another good to great player would think increase your chances, even though not getting that player doesn't kill your chances.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, good to great player. That's tough, right? I mean, if that's what, you know, people, and I know people would love that. Any team wants that and, you know, wants to bring that in. What is the price point for that? What's the cost? You know, he did make a comment today again about the cap. He's like, I can't afford a $15 million player. Bring him in here. You know, meaning how much money they have in the cap. There were guys they could afford, though. There were guys they could afford. And you look around the league, some of the guys that got traded, was it we're not ready to go to that price, or was it the player, right? I mean, he also spoke about the fit and bringing a guy in, and he even mentioned, especially at wide receiver, it's a tough position to onboard real quick. You're game planning, you don't have those reps with the quarterback, like what kind of fit is that person for what you're trying to do, how quickly can you do that? All those things have to be considered, right? So I don't think it just has to be, and of course it's part of it, the, you know, oh, he doesn't want to part with draft picks. Of course. I mean, he has to have an eye towards the future and wants to keep as competitive as a window as possible. And, you know, those draft picks matter. I don't think it's just that. I think it's also in the here and now, how much are you truly improving your team versus the assets given up and what you're doing?
Right. And if you're going for, say, we've talked about how, you know, it's notable, Shaheed was a player that we talked a lot about from New Orleans. It seemed very apparent he was going to get moved with an expiring contract and that team in the state that they're in. But that happened earlier in the day. And if the Bills were hunting for bigger players, bigger names, Brian Thomas Jr., Chris Olave, say, at receiver, you might not want to make a move for Shaheed at 11 a.m. or noon because you're working on something bigger, maybe also with the Saints and or the Jaguars, whatever. And then when that doesn't come through, then, you know, you're sort of stuck. But there is also the possibility that they didn't like Shaheed going back to the draft process for some reason or another, you know, fit scheme-wise or you know, personality, who knows?
He wasn't drafted.
Okay, well, they still probably would have been familiar with the player from that process, even though he didn't get drafted.
Right.
But either way, my guess, Sal, I don't know what it's worth, if you agree or think this holds water, is that that's maybe what happened. Like, maybe they would have liked the idea of a Shaheed just fine, but it's early in the day, and they had their sights set on something more substantial, which would have been a bigger deal moving forward too. I mean, if you were acquiring a player like either of the guys I just mentioned, Olave or Thomas, like there's a number one receiver walking through the door and a contract to come probably soon after, at least in the case of Olave. Thomas Jr. is a little younger in his career, so you would have more runway on that. But anyway, do you think it's possible they passed on a smaller fish chasing a bigger fish and then the bigger fish got away?
Sure, I think it's possible, absolutely. And in that scenario, you'd say, like, okay, maybe that price is a little too high, and then all of a sudden he does get traded to Seattle, where, like Shaheed example, and then all of a sudden you think, well, if we knew we wouldn't get the other guy, we would have maybe met that price,
yeah.
You know what I mean, or something like that.
Yeah.
I think it's very, very possible that that could have happened.
Well, before we get away from the deadline, what do you think of the Colts move?
Really interesting. I give the Colts a lot of credit for, you know, being aggressive. There's no doubt about that. I would say, though, that, you know, there's no guarantee. This is a team that they have a very tough schedule coming up. Are we really sold on Daniel Jones? I think they are. It's a move that they're sold on Daniel Jones, apparently. But, You know, if it doesn't work out for them, it's not like they have – do they have this really big window? I don't know, because who's the quarterback? It's Daniel Jones. I mean, mm-hmm. what does that look like? And they just gave up two first-round picks. So if they don't, like, make it happen this year, I think there's some questioning of this pick for them going forward, to be quite honest with you.
Know,
like,
yeah.
It's nice and fine to say that, but if it doesn't work out, where are they?
I like that point that made the rounds a lot yesterday, that, like, the trade is – you know, it's a bet on Sauce Gardner. It's also a bet on Daniel Jones. Or it's a bet on the coach. They maybe think, or maybe the coach thinks, I turn Daniel Jones into this. I'll find me another guy that's on, you know, on the outs that everybody's laughing at, and I'll find a skill set and I'll make it work. So even if Daniel Jones derails, maybe I think I can do this again.
Well, maybe that's the case, but that's not
easy to do. It's a hell of a bet, right? It's a big bet,
and you're also going to do it without two first round picks
right.
to help out. You know, I mean, and you traded AD Mitchell, who I know that there's got to be stuff there, but you know, what's that as far as their receiving game and passing game? And you know, Michael Pittman's a really nice player, yes for sure, but you know, Jonathan Taylor's not getting any younger. He's excellent. He's also been in the league a while, right? Like Zaire Franklin defensively, like they have some. I don't know. They have their roster is it. If the Bills played the Colts today in the AFC Championship, regardless of where it is, aren't the Bills favored?
Probably.
I think so.
Maybe not I mean, in Indianapolis.
Yeah, maybe you know what you're saying about them and their roster. Maybe that's all the more reason to go for it right now with Gardner, right? If they're they're new on the scene, if they're not like a team that's got a bunch of young building blocks, say, and instead rather a team that's ready to win and what they really needed was a quarterback to show up and be a lot better than competent. He's playing at an MVP level. Then maybe that's time. You know, let's go for it.
Yeah, for sure. And I found it interesting that they did that, but yet it wasn't just the Bills guys.
Right.
Chiefs didn't make a move, and yet in here I'm reading Chiefs fans blasting Brett Veach for not making a trade for Breece Hall, right? And I'm reading that Patriots didn't make a move, Steelers didn't make a move, Broncos, who are supposed to be the super aggressive team, maybe they don't make a move. So yeah, it's not just the Bills, and like a lot of teams just kind of stood pat. And real quick, I'll say about the Jets. You know, they've done this before. I mean, all of us, us three, we go way back to talking about draft picks and how great they are. Well, guess what? They've had lots of draft picks, and they've actually hit on a lot of draft picks. But until they hit on the quarterback, it doesn't matter. It's rinse and repeat. And they can do this all they want. They got to hit on the quarterback. What they did, though, to me yesterday was a bet on Aaron Glenn. This is Aaron Glenn's team. I think that's Aaron Glenn and him saying, this is like Sammy Watkins and Ron Darby. McDermott and Bean come in and go, doesn't fit me.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Me, let's restart, and he better be right.
With Sal Capaccio, the Bills have, again, their share of names on the injury report today. 6 DNPs and a couple are new names. Can you tell, you have to go case by case, or can you tell if this is more of a play it safe Wednesday kind of thing, or do we have important updates?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm a little concerned that, you know, anytime we don't get a name like Christian Benford before practice and then he's on the injury report, we've been down this road a few times this year.
Yeah.
He shows up with a groin as limited. So what happened? Did something happen at practice? We don't know. So that'll be something to monitor. It was the only one we didn't know about, though, going in. Otherwise, good news, I guess, that Terrell Bernard is at least doing something. He's limited. And Joshua Palmer doing something. He's limited. So that's good news, obviously. Still no Daquan Jones, not doing anything. Taron Johnson, quick turnaround time. He got hurt Friday. Still not doing anything with his groin. AJ Epenesa, we found out in concussion protocol today. So that's new from he finished the game. He's in concussion protocol. I think James Cook, his injury came on like the first drive of the game.
Yeah.
And he finished. So who knows? It could you could have some soreness and swelling, and that could wind up impacting him. But I at least want to say, okay, at least he finished the game. And then I don't know about Joey Bosa. He finished the game. He talked with us in the media in the locker room. And then a wrist injury, though, is what's going on there? So something to monitor, obviously.
Yeah, and there's some sleuthing going on that this, might indicate that he hurt his wrist a little bit in the Carolina game even. Not that it ever got listed, but that there was evidence of him like sort of shaking it or whatever. So maybe it's something that's just been kind of lingering around here. But, yeah, it's wild, Sal, to think back in the summer and all the conversations around James Cook and their running game and their running backs. Like, Ray Davis was so promising as a rookie. Ty Johnson's really good. Like, you know, the usage should continue to be the same, and that hasn't been the case. Neither of those other guys, I mean, Johnson made a couple of plays. He scored a touchdown on Sunday. It's really the first time he has shown up at all. Davis, we're still waiting. I mean, he ran a couple of kicks back on Sunday again, but that – as far as the running game goes, suddenly it's like we're a long ways from just plug somebody else in there. Like Cook on the injury report is like, you know, I got the big eyeball emojis going when I see that.
Right? Oh, yeah, for sure. I get it. And, you know, he's from South Florida. I'm sure he'd love to play there in this game. You know, and he's having such a fantastic year. I will say, though, this is a different opponent than last week, obviously. And it is a division game, and it's the Miami Dolphins, and anything can happen, but they just traded Jalen Phillips. It looks like Chop Robinson might not be able to go in this game. We'll see. He's in concussion protocol. Rasul Douglas, probably not going to be able to play. He's been pretty good for them this year on the defensive end. This is, to me, like not nearly the same caliber of defense as you're playing last week, right? So we'll see where that goes with them.
Couple more minutes with Sal. Are you in the camp that thinks Dalton Kincaid just simply should play more, or is his usage more sort of understandable because of, you know, the game script, especially I guess the Carolina game, but you know, we're seeing him pop in terms of production but still not play a lot.
I am not in the camp that he should play more. I think a big reason why he's so productive is because he's playing the amount that he is right now and not overtaxing him. I think it really helps to be able to have the two tight ends they have. Now, that's not to say if he doesn't play more, he would be, oh my God, like he's not that productive. What I'm saying is the efficiency is great because you look at the numbers. The reason why the Bills offense is, you know, so high in so many areas is really because of their run game. And, you know, they have Jackson Hawes and they have Dawson Knox, and especially Jackson Hawes and Reggie Gilliam. There's only so many guys you can put on the field, and that run game relies on those guys to be on the field. So, yeah, it's great what he's doing efficiently, but I don't need him to play more if you're going to keep running the ball. And the way you're running the ball is without Dalton Kincaid really on the field, to be quite honest with you.
Okay. Any questions for us today?
No, I think I'm good. Did you guys Did it get really, really, really windy over there? Because here, you know, I literally like garbage cans in the street and stuff like that.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I've got an awning on my porch that today was the day I looked out there and went, man, I should have taken that down on the weekend because it can get damaged. Hopefully it won't. But I'm hoping to take it down as soon as I get home tonight in the dark.
Yeah.
But I just want to get it off the porch because it's in peril.
It's always Dolphins weather in this studio, though.
Right,
not windy. It's hot. There's lights right in my face. It's the same. It's why I wear shorts in here every day, no matter what it's like outside.
All right, Sal. We'll catch up tomorrow.
You got it, guys.
There's Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? It's a very sad day when we take sad. I'm exaggerating, but when the awning goes up in the spring, it's like
exciting.
Here comes, all right, we're there, we made it, porch beers, all right, spring, summer. And when it comes down, it's just, and there's always a gap between taking it down and the Christmas lights going up. Like that's not a one day transaction. You know, I don't want to put the Christmas lights up until Thanksgiving, so I got to wait a few weeks for that. But the awning needs to get off of there, or it's going to get torn up. I don't want that.
You don't want that?
No.
Thunderstorms in the forecast for Miami Sunday. But you never know there. They just pop up.
Right.
84, manageable.
Right. Hopefully not like a game played on the Sun. That game was, that was 3 years ago now. That was in September. So hopefully this is tolerable, because that was ridiculous.
They're going to make the Bills wear blue again, though.
They are wearing blue, yeah.
Oh, those. I almost said a word I didn't want to say.
I wonder what I mean, if Miami's wearing white, what could I wear red? Would that be any less?
Worse.
Yeah, right. I don't know, like, what.
You have no choice.
You got to wear dark. That's it. Yeah.
You got to wear dark. That's it.
Unless they want to do you a favor and wear their aqua tops or something, but they're not.
Sal mentioned the Super Bowl odds where the Bills fall. You want to guess the top five?
Ooh.
FanDuel.
Top,
the Bills are in the top five.
Top five Super Bowl odds.
To win it.
I'm going to say, yes, Buffalo is there. I'm going to say Kansas City is there. I'm going to say Philadelphia is there.
Those are the top three.
Okay.
Chiefs, Bills, Eagles. In that order.
I have a hard time with the Patriots and the Colts. They're so new. Would Denver be there ahead of both of them? Tampa? What about Seattle?
No.
Seattle's my next guess.
They're not in the top five.
Okay.
12-1.
All right.
Which ranks them eighth.
Is it the Colts and the Patriots?
Neither. The Colts are sixth at 10-1. The Patriots are at 30-1, way down, behind the Niners. Which team is likelier to win the Super Bowl this year, San Francisco or New England? I guess it's about the same by the odds. Niners, according to the odds.
Did I guess Tampa officially?
I don't know, but they're wrong, too.
Okay.
25-1.
Oh, Detroit is probably up there.
Detroit is fourth.
Yeah.
Plus 850. And fifth?
The LA Rams.
Right. 9-1, the Rams.
I like that guess. I'm happy with that guess. This is not something I look at.
It was fine. It was right. It was like your 10th guess.
Yeah, right. It took me a while to get to the Rams. Yeah, no, that's right. It wasn't a good job, but I like the last guess was right.
I'm nowhere near New England to win the Super Bowl, but at Tampa this week, if they win that game, look out.
Yep, I agree.
Fair chance the Bills can flip places with the Patriots this week. If the Patriots win in Tampa, with the schedule they have, look out. I mean, that's the Bills have some tough games. They're about to get there. After this one, Bucks at the Texans, they can cause problems. Stroud is out this week,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
At Pittsburgh, Bengals maybe with Burrow, at the Patriots then, at the Browns, the Eagles, and the Jets. That's the stretch for the Bills after this game.
This New England game against Tampa, is it in Tampa or
yes.
In New England? Okay. Feels right now like the biggest non-Bills game of the year to me. I agree. I think that looking at their schedule every time I don't have it memorized, but every time we talk about it, Tampa, even like 3 weeks ago talking about it, Tampa, that's going to be a tough one. You know, I was hoping Atlanta would have a good day against them, and I don't know, they had a good enough day. They only lost by a stinking missed extra point. Well, they would have tied it. Who knows what happens there. But the Tampa game has stood out as like, boy, I'm going to really need Tampa to get that one. Because if they don't, man. Yeah,
look out.
I think they could really be a problem. They already are a problem. They could continue to be a problem. But if Tampa gets them, I can pass them, go there, beat them, okay. You know, yeah, order has been restored. There's a lot of time between now and then. That's not till, what, week 15? So we got a little ways to go before we get there. But I need Tampa to win this week.
But New England has only winnable games between the Bucks right. And the Bills games. Jets, Bengals, Giants are their next three. It's such an easy schedule. If they win this one, they're probably not going away. 803-0550 for your calls. We'll look again after the update. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.